Well, hey there! Welcome to the Energetics of Emotional Eating podcast. This is Emily.
And this is Jen.
You're, well, you know, dynamic duo. We're back and at it again on this lovely day. And, well, we would love to share with you a little bit more on what we've been chatting about just as we are continuing to move through, well, the first month of the year. Can't believe we're almost done with this month, but I'm going to just hand this over to Jen right now. Jen, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about a lot of things as we do.
That is true.
So today we're going to be chatting about recipes and whatnot.
Yeah. Recipes that we are enjoying, that we are continuing on in this year, 2024. Now, you know, we all try recipes here and there. We know kind of the recipes that we like to stay away from because maybe they take too long. Maybe we're like, we don't want to have that certain ingredient in there or what have you. But there are the ones that we just continue going back to that we really enjoy, that make a lot of food, and tend to leave us nourished and fueled. So, I mean, we're going to be chatting about all the recipes today, whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, all of those things. But it's just kind of fun to hear what other people eat. So I know I enjoy seeing what other people eat. And so Jen and I figured we'd just have a chat about what each other eat and hopefully give you all some encouragement for some new ideas if you are needing some. So let's start with Jen. Let's talk about breakfast first. Maybe. What kind of recipes do you like for breakfast? And in that, doesn't necessarily need to be a recipe, so either or.
Well, it's a recipe, but maybe somebody else made it.
Oh yeah.
My favorite thing for so back up just a sec. I want to remind us all that things evolve over time, and so this is just my current day situation. So take what leaves of all the things we talk about and take what works. Wow. Wake up. Did I say that right the first time? Take what works and leave the rest. That's what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oops. Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like if you listen to somebody else's podcast, maybe you're like, oh, that's a great idea. And then you try. If it doesn't work for you, then don't. Okay.
Right.
So for me, for myself, meaning not for my family. For my family, I make other things that I will tell you about. But for myself, my favorite thing lately, because I nowadays don't have a huge appetite for breakfast, but my breakfast is very often an IQ bar.
Oh, is that the bar you were just eating?
Mm-hmm. So
they look good.
My IQ bars are my current favorite protein bar because they have ingredients that my body likes. It's a little cleaner than some bars. It's got healthy fats, but very, very little, almost no sugar. And it's a little lower in protein than I'd like. If I could, you know, put any more in there, I would. But it's got 12 grams. That's all right. But
yeah,
it's got some good protein. And then if I still need something, I actually drink a Orgain protein drink. Mm-hmm. Same reason. So, meaning protein and no dairy and stuff. So, that's my deal. That's just kind of what works for me. Breakfast is a meal that, honestly, I'd rather have somebody else make for me. So,
that is I do that. Fair. Yeah.
Now, for my family, really often lately, we will have eggs. Fried eggs, hard-boiled eggs, sometimes scrambled eggs, but that's kind of the deal. Sometimes I make them French toast. We like to not have a lot of gluten, so we do some gluten-free bread, but with a lot of egg. Like, I really soak that piece of bread in, like, an entire egg.
So good.
And One day recently, I made pancakes from a paleo mix because it's a little lower sugar and it's got less. Anyways, it's got the ingredients that are good for us. And I put some of my protein powder in there.
Ooh,
and I discovered it was delicious, like vanilla protein powder and an egg. And so then that was super.
That
was
super. Really good.
It turned out really yummy. I put a little cinnamon in there.
Mm-hmm.
But the protein's big for me. If
yeah.
I don't eat enough protein, I am grouchy.
Right. Especially, I know, especially like if you're having pancakes for breakfast, if you don't have protein with them, they can be like, I don't really understand how like going out to breakfast, I remember like, you know, with certain people, they'll just get pancakes. And I'm like, how do you do that? I would get so hangry and grumpy. And
everyone's
so,
different, but then also some yeah. people just don't realize until they realize, or their body maybe can tolerate it for a
True.
Bit, right? But
Good
yeah,
point.
That does not work for me.
So I like how you can combine the fun of a pancake with the protein.
Oh,
That's
yeah,
a good
girl.
Idea.
Oh, yeah. Genius,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, that reminds me. I like to make pancakes sometimes if I'm running short on time with just mixing like egg and coconut flour.
Oh,
and some,
I've never done that.
You know, some milk or whatever milk you want and some cinnamon.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah.
And it just holds it together because it got egg in it. Any hoosers. Yeah, so that's a good breakfast tip. I personally have been enjoying eggs mixed with cottage cheese and fry them.
Oh,
it's really?
Really
good, actually.
I didn't
yes.
know you eat cottage cheese. None of my business, but.
yeah, I do.
Really?
Just for added protein.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Not judgy.
No, I like it. So that's an idea. Let's see. What?
Another one we do, my kid has been come up with this recipe, but my kid made them recently. I'm like, oh yeah, I didn't think about those for a bit here, but peanut butter balls. So we put peanut butter, and I don't know the exact measurements, sorry, but peanut butter, and then we do oatmeal and some Rice Krispies and protein powder and vanilla, and she put chocolate chips. If I was doing them like regular, but I'd probably just put my like Bake Believe is my favorite brand of chocolate because it's like monk fruit or
Ooh.
I think monk fruit, yeah, in there. So they don't have sugar. But anyways, and then a little bit of honey, and then just mix them up, and they're really good.
That
but with that
really
protein
good.
In there, I feel like
mm-hmm.
it's a good deal. So,
mm-hmm.
anyways,
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. I feel like we could kind of combine ideas for lunches and dinners. You know, because a lot
mm-hmm.
of the times, you know, lunch is dinner leftovers or vice versa.
Oh, is it? I'm just kidding.
Okay. But though, or yeah, so let's move into that topic, and then we can talk about snacks finishing up. So
yeah, so do you want to go first or you want me to?
Depends, what do you want to do?
So I don't mind you.
Okay, you go first.
Okay, me go first.
You go
okay
first.
So my probably favorite dinner to make, it is like so easy but so good, and I feel good about it, is 2 cans of chicken and a pack of, I believe it's Southwest mixed vegetables, frozen vegetables, in a saucepan with 2 packs of taco seasoning.
Ooh.
So it's like fajita mix, kind of like a fajita mix, yeah. And then we just throw some corn tortillas in the air fryer, and voila, you got some little tacos. Like tacos.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, so easy.
That's a good idea.
Got lots of protein. Now, some people would say corn is not ideal, and I think it, I don't know, it depends on who's listening to this. Like,
yeah.
Some people, like, I hear all this information and I am really interested in like gut health and like being super, like not being super healthy, but like realistically being living a healthy lifestyle that's realistic. Okay. But as healthy as we can be, but guess what? My body doesn't complain about that. And my body complains about lots of food. So I just am trusting my gut on that one. Right. I don't know how you feel about corn, but the point being, eat what works for you. Honestly, one idea, if you're not a fan of corn, I don't know why I'm telling the audience this because I don't know that anyone cares about the corn thing. But I guess, anyway, I've been really, really focused on gut health lately, so I guess I'm defending my choice there.
Uh-huh.
But one type of tortilla that I love that is a better choice, honestly, for me, but I just don't always have them and they're a little more spendy. A lot more smoothie, but is the almond flour, like almond
the Siete flour, brand?
Siete brand. They're delicious.
So good. Yeah.
Okay, now if you take this and you put the little like mix on there, so you put it in the air fryer, you put a little bit of that mix, and then you put some sour cream. Now, sour cream.
Because you don't like dairy, right?
I love dairy. My body
Your
doesn't.
Body doesn't like
but,
it.
But it's okay. Yeah. It depends. So I'm going through a phase lately, where I'm really focused on my healing my leaky gut syndrome, her symptoms, which is going really well, by the way. So it's worth it if you've got some healing to do, with like if you've got digestive issues, we should talk because what I've been doing is working really well. But when I'm not doing that, I can have a little bit of sour cream on this. Okay, so that's one meal. I should probably get moving on. We should move on because there's other things to talk about. But
we're just another having fun.
Another thing that works really well for our family is a rotisserie chicken. So we love to just grab one at Costco while we're there on the weekends. And then we have rotisserie chicken for one of our dinners, and so I just throw that in the air fryer and it heats up really nicely, and then we'll have like steamed vegetables on the side or whatever. The kids and the rest of the fam jam will have like potatoes or rice or toast or whatever, something carby on the side, usually carby. That doesn't really appeal to me, but anyway, so that's that. What else? Dinners. I sometimes do ground pork and then do spaghetti with that. We do gluten-free noodles with that, or regular tacos or pizza we get at Costco. We really like the cauliflower crust Kirkland brand combo. That's like the favorite. We'll maybe do that once a week. Our big deals in our family is gluten and dairy free, so it doesn't mean we never do dairy or never do gluten, but I just try to do lower content on that. What else? Lunches often are sourdough bread because that works for my gluten-free people with turkey meat. And then we always have easy foods available for the people that need them or want them. Like we do, we'll have taquitos available. I have been getting breaded chicken. Chicken chunks, I guess it's called, at Costco. For the kids love those. I'm trying to think what else we do. So maybe it's your turn.
Those are some good ideas. I like it.
Sometimes we do chili.
I love chili. That's easy too. Just throw everything in and let her simmer. Kind of like you, I've been always trying to have just something on hand. That way, if I get in a bind, I can have a snack and not get hangry. So, like, people are probably going to think this is gross. Some might think it's cool or good. But I like to eat sardines just for added protein. Jen's giving me a funny look.
Yeah, I don't love those, but then again, you're talking to the girl who literally drinks the bone broth cold right out of the carton, so my family
you
thinks
do.
I'm very weird.
Right out of the carton. That's impressive.
It's just a thing. It just yeah. I get the bone broth in, and I don't care about it enough to eat it. Anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm not, no judgment. I don't necessarily choose to eat sardines, but that's okay. Do you drink cold soup?
No, but I might try it now. Just
it's
to try
actually
it.
Not nasty.
I've been drinking a lot of bone broth lately.
We can go
trying to heal
some
the
of that
gut
a little later.
Yeah, we might have to. So some things that I really like are this one meal combination that is really easy if ever I get in a bind. It's literally four things. So throw an onion in the pan. I like my cast iron pan, just it's a one and done. So onion, throw some beef in there, stir, fry that up, throw in some broccoli and cashews, and that's it.
Oh.
Super easy. You get protein, veggies, and fat. So I feel good after that.
Are they crunchy still when they're done?
No, they're just kind of, they're soft.
Oh.
They're good. It's really good. And then I really like ketchup on it. Ketchup or sauerkraut.
Oh my god.
Either or both.
Wow.
And another thing is I really like stir fry because lots of veggies. And I just really like Asian flavors.
I guess.
So good. I do. And so super easy. I love the one pan thing. So stir fries and then throw your meat in there and then I don't know if you like rice or sometimes I like rice noodles with it too. And then obviously the green onions on top. That's really good. Those are
really quick. Where do you get your rice noodles?
Let's see.
I
think Costco actually.
Yeah. I love the rice ramen.
Yes. That's
yes.
the one.
Encouragement.
Yes. So, yes. They're so good and they last a long time.
Yeah, they do.
Can you tell we're getting excited about food? Another thing that I really have enjoyed doing is buying whole chickens because they're cheaper than like buying a pack of thighs or breasts or whatever have you, and you get more out of it. You can either cook it whole or you can cut it from the whole steak. I just watched a YouTube video on that. And then after, you can make bone broth with it. So it's really fun.
Get more than just the chicken boobies.
Exactly. And you can put the organs in the broth too and get more nutrients out of that. So I've been enjoying that. I can find a chicken, whole chicken for like $12. And it's organic too. So
I'm thinking about this. I want to look into, there are certain, for lack of a better word, services, that's not the right word, but companies that sell like all organic, like deliver all organic meats to your door.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want that.
Like Butcher Box or something?
Yes.
That's the one I'm thinking
of.
But this is not a paid ad. But I've heard of that
it
one.
It could be. Anyone's listening that cares, just kidding. It's not an ad.
Anyway, so those are just a few for me. Obviously, there's some more, but I'll leave it at that for now. Oh, one other thing. This could kind of be like a lunch dinner thing. I made this chicken salad the other week, and it was so good. All I did was get a pack of like coleslaw mix, threw some chicken in there. I think I put some apple in there, some onion. And I put some other things in there. Can't remember. And then a bunch of
writing down the recipe.
So good. And then mustard.
Mustard in the coleslaw?
Yeah, in the chicken salad mix. Mm-hmm. Mustard, some healthy mayonnaise with avocado oil. And some olive oil, some spices, and some kind of vinegar. I can't remember what the one is. But anyway, that was really yummy, and you can just have it on hand, and it's quick. So anyway, I think that's all for that. Do you have any other?
Yes. The one She's thing ready. That I wanted to add is, it's a little bit random, but I like it, so I want to tell them about it.
Tell them.
If you struggle to get any, like, your veggies, for me, it's especially the veggies that I'm working on making sure that I'm getting in, but also fruits. And so, anyways, that's how I came up with this. But I've been taking a scoop of my Orgain, like, Smart Greens mix. It's not called Smart Greens, but it's like a greens, like, superfood mix. And a scoop of my, I have one that's, like, fruits. Okay. So, I like, Orgain, that brand, has, like, both, like, a superfoods veggie mix and a superfoods fruit mix.
Yeah.
I just take a scoop of each of those, put it in my almond milk, and it makes it creamy. And then I just chug that, and
oh,
it actually tastes pretty good. Mm-hmm. Then you get in those superfoods. Yeah. So that's been a yummier way to get in my greens than some of the green drinks. We'll just because historically I just like take a cup of water and put my green mix in there because I'm like, well, I do want to make sure I get more greens in, but that's disgusting. So, anyway,
I know what you mean.
Yeah,
for sure. No, that's good. Anyway, amongst that, lots of protein, extra protein sources on the side to help in between those meals. Nuts, Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
If you have dairy. And yeah. Like, and overall, Pinterest is a great source.
Yes. And overall, the thing about protein, in case you need a reminder or maybe don't realize this, having protein regularly throughout your day will help with stabilizing your blood sugar and it will reduce cravings. And this is literally how I quit binge eating, which used to happen a lot. So with all that being said, if this was helpful for you, I would love to invite you to check out my course called Beyond the Diet. It is currently on a really great sale. It is discounted 90%. So it's literally only $19.99 for 9 steps that will help you to create the habits needed for weight loss that lasts. So we'll leave the link in the show notes. And otherwise, thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Ta-ta.
Toodles.